Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Welcome to our show on today. I have an absolute, all my guests are exciting, powerful, informative. And ladies, we want to definitely, I'm talking to the ladies now, but the men, you can listen in on this as well. I want you to go. You got about 20, I'll give you about 20 more seconds to go and tell somebody to get onto the line, because my guest on today, you need to hear about what this woman has to say. Now, this person, let me tell you just a little bit about my guest on today so that you can absolutely go and tell someone to get in on this show. This is definitely not a show that you want to pass you by. And then when I tell you the title of our show today, you will see why I want you to go and grab some woman that you know and have them tune in to the show this morning. But first, before I do that, I want to absolutely thank you for joining us on the show today. Now, today, my guest who will be on the show any moment, as a matter of fact, they may already be in our virtual studio, but I want to just tell you a little bit about this woman. It is a woman. I want to tell you something about what some phenomenal, great, and wonderful things she's doing, because you are going to want to hear this, absolutely no doubt. Well, she is a wellness and fitness professional. Okay, get that. Professional. And in addition to that, she is an individual who can really help you in all that you, in your health and your wellness. Now, I know we've had other health and wellness professionals here on the show with us, and we have yet another person to come on and tell us about some health and wellness. But our topic for our show today, my special guest is Diva. The name of her company is the Diva Pilates Wellness. And it is wellness, Diva Pilates and wellness. And my guest is going to talk to us today. Our title today is How to Manage Your Menopause. she's going to talk to us about some symptoms. She's going to talk to us about having a stronger and well-toned body, why that's important. She's going to talk to us about ways and things that we can do to calm our minds. And she's going to talk about some cleansing. So she just has some wonderful, powerful things that she's going to talk about today. So if you have your pens and your pencils and you're ready, I definitely want to turn it over to my friend, Denise. And Denise Marie is going to come, and she is going to tell you about healing, breathing techniques. She's going to tell you about your body. I mean, and especially as women, like I said, you know, as women, we definitely want to make sure, especially about menopause. I mean, menopause is almost like something that we don't know much about. You know, it's something that I think we all need to know more about it. But if mama is not here any longer and grandma isn't here, and if no one has written a book or put it down in a book somewhere that we can go and pick the book up and find out and learn about this, you know, how are we going to know what it is that, you know, that we got to do? So that's why I was so excited to have this particular guest on the show with us today. Now, she is absolutely an expert in this field. She's a former business and career and school instructor, all right? So she's worked at teaching businesses. Another reason why we wanted to have her on, all about entrepreneurs, because we are going in, we're going in hard to help people start businesses. This is another business that you might consider. She's prepared underprivileged men and women on welfare and mothers. She's prepared them for the job market. So she's, you know, she has that skill set. She's also taught in all types of shelters around the New York City area. And you know that if she's done that, she's well qualified to do what she's doing. She is a former New York model and a model instructor. So for those of you who have your fashion shows coming up and you're looking for somebody to give instruction to your fashion team, this is a person you can contact for that as well. She's a graduate and a former instructor at the famed Ophelia DeVore School of Modeling and Charm. And I can definitely believe that, because when I met her, definitely charmed me, just a sweetheart. I met her as I was running for city council here in Hillside, and she came out to vote, and I had never seen her and never known her a day in my life. We struck up a conversation, and this is from November. We struck up a conversation. We vowed to stay in touch, and she absolutely contacted me months ago and actually voted for me, too, so I have to thank you, Denise, for voting for me. Denise also took interior styling and marketing classes at the great, wonderful Fashion Institute of Technology, and later became the co-owner of Nia Home Essentials, an interior styling company. Denise is now an ASFA certified, all right now, a certified Pilates instructor and owner, Diva Pilates and Wellness. See, I'm telling you, she is awesome, awesome, awesome. And I thank her so much for joining us today. And Denise, I want to just start by saying thanks for holding. And if you are on the line, I just need you to hit your number one key. I see the phone lines are lit up, and I just need you to know it's you versus another guest. Okay, so okay, that's not you. Let me take that phone off. So I'm going to open up that phone line. Denise, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lalisa. Good morning.
Oh, my God. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I am so excited right about now. Oh my goodness.
Just reading your bio, my goodness. You know, I love these wonderful people that I meet and get a chance to bring them on the show. You're a business owner. This is all about entrepreneurs. We want to encourage people to start their own businesses. And I love how there's all these diversities of businesses. But your business in particular, this wellness, and so I read your bio so people know that, you know, you're an instructor, the name of your company, Diva Pilates and Wellness. Mm-hmm. You talk about, at our topic today, we talk about menopause and how to manage it. And I gave people a few more seconds to go and get somebody on the line that needs to hear this message. They can call 347-945-7991. And I already introduced you, and you're such a wonderful woman that, like I said, I met, and I wanted other people to meet you as well. So why don't you tell us about menopause and some of the things that you found, or some of the things that you make a part of your program that really helps people get a handle on managing their menopause. I don't know much about it. Both my mother and grandmother have passed away. My mother-in-law passed away. So the only people I really could learn about it, other than the internet, would be from people like you. So why don't you help us out here, and I'll be back in a second.
Okay. Well, once again, I'd like to thank you for having me on the show, Coach Lalisa. It is definitely an honor for me to be here. Diva Pilates and Wellness, this is a little bit about the company. We focus on wellness as well as conditioning and toning your body. But in the sense of menopause, it's really, really more important to focus on that wellness while you're trying to strengthen and tone your body, because a lot of times when the woman is in menopause, she can be working out and get no results because, see, now your body is different. It goes through that change. And, you know, things that worked back in the day before menopause struck, you may find are not working anymore or not getting the same results. But what we have to understand is that menopause is not just a physical change. It's a psychological process, too. And they both need to be addressed so that you can get the results that you're looking for. You have to work on the mind as well as the body. If you work on one without the other, you won't get the results you desire, and basically it'll just leave you wanting more. So while you may look better, and maybe to a little extent you may feel better, when you work on the physical, but if you're not working with the psychological, you cannot achieve the complete wellness. That's why I use the model, heal your body and calm your mind, because both of them work hand in hand. You have to focus on the mental, and then the physical will follow. You know, get your mind there and your body goes along with it. And this is what I learned, and is why Diva Pilates and Wellness focuses on the three healing elements, and those are the deep breathing, Qigong, which I'll go into at another time, but it's a non-combative form of martial arts that has some cleansing and detoxing properties that really work, and then Pilates. But today, I would like to focus on the deep breathing aspect of managing your menopause. Because a lot of women want to have, like, immediate relief, especially when they start to get those hot flashes. And, you know, you could be anywhere when those things happen. You could be at work. You could be standing in front of somebody having a conversation. You could be having dinner. And it can just come on you. And some women experience them more than others. Some women experience them all day long. Some of them experience them once or twice a day. But at the same time, it's an annoying and psychological symptom of menopause, that, and it's the most obvious one that women have a problem with, the night sweats and all that. Well, if you practice intense deep breathing, or it could be intense deep breathing or what I like to call yoga breathing, because I did a little research on that, and this will actually lessen the severity of the hot flashes, and at some point will actually lessen how many times you get them throughout the day, too. You can get to a point where there will be days that will go by where you won't even get a hot flash and forget all about it. And then when you do get one, you can actually practice deep breathing at the onset of the hot flash, and you can basically stop it in its tracks. Now, how that works is you basically have to understand what it is.
And
it has
really,
to do with what's that?
Okay, I'm just wondering. I'm like, does anyone know this? Because what I've been seeing and hearing are these individuals who are like sweating profusely and fanning and, you know, making you know, jokes or just, you know, little comical remarks about, oh, I got the flashes, oh, I'm hot, and I'm having my personal summer, and blah, blah, and da-da-da. So I'm not sure when I hear all of this, I'm not sure. So I'm just wondering, do people know that there's possibly a way that, it's a natural way to stop these hot flashes? But I do want to definitely hear you talk more about it. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, there's definitely a way you can stop it. I've been practicing deep breathing and Qigong now for 2 years, maybe a little bit longer. And I can say when my menopause started and those hot flashes got me, I had to really focus on my deep breathing and getting more involved with the Qigong. And it really helped, because mine was so bad that when I would get a hot flash, my heart would palpitate. It was at the point where my doctor had to put me on heart medication to protect my heart from the hormone surges, because it would just, and he had me in the office one day when one came on me and my heart was going a mile a minute. And now you can imagine the psychological effect of that. Oh, my goodness, my heart is pounding away, and I'm not even moving, and oh, my goodness, oh, my God. So, you know, you can't concentrate on your life if this is happening. So, but the more I got into an intense deep breathing, and I would do it every morning, 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes, I would do it every morning, and practice Qigong, along with my Pilates, and I noticed that at one point it got so good, my doctor took me off of the heart medication. I don't need it anymore. And days will go by, and I may not even feel a hot flash, not even in the hot summertime when you would expect them the most. I wouldn't get them anymore. And I'm still in menopause, according to my doctor. I'm still in it, but I don't get hot flashes like that, no night sweats or anything. All of that, it stopped. It eased up, and then it basically stopped. But, see, you have to put it in your mind that you're going to commit to it if you really want this relief. I don't take hormones. You know, my doctor hasn't prescribed any hormones for me, so basically if I want to get rid of my symptoms, I'm basically opting to do it myself, okay? We all have healing abilities. We just have to tap into them, you know, and once we tap into them, you can heal yourself with your own body's energy, which is what Qigong is all about, which we're going to talk about at another time. But right now, I can definitely tell you that the deep breathing exercises definitely help. And it's very simple. You would need to sit in any type of a comfortable position. Make sure your upper body is straight, centered over your hips. And basically what you do is you inhale slowly through your nose. Count to 10, just breathe it in deeply. Don't strain it. Don't rush it. A nice, slow breath. Let the air fill your belly. Relax it, push it out, and fill up your ribs and your chest, and then at the end of the inhalation, you just roll your shoulders back and slowly exhale. Count to about 20 and just slowly exhale. And as you exhale, you just release your shoulders, you release your chest, you release your ribs, you release the belly, you roll your neck down, and you just let out all of that air. And you do this for about 10 minutes, and immediately you can feel a difference. Number one, you're going to feel a lot of energy. That's number one. Number two, you're going to be relaxed. Okay, and these things really help. And this is just a simple breathing exercise. But like I said, you have to commit to it. If you want to get the relief, you have to commit to it because, you know, the hot flashes, it has to do with your blood because when the pH level of your blood will become slightly more acidic and then the nervous system will relax. The nervous system reacts, which gives you the hot flashes. This type of breathing will neutralize that imbalance because you're going to let the oxygen oxygenate the blood, normalizing that carbon dioxide saturation because that's what happens. So then you're going to be restored back to your actual pH, the normal levels of your pH, which is going to calm and balance out the nervous system. So that way the hot flashes become less intense and less frequent, which is what we want. Okay? It's not the same as the hormone therapy, which basically does ease the menopausal symptoms, but you get the increased risk for heart disease, stroke, blood clots, breast cancer. With this type of breathing, there are no negative side effects. It's only positive benefits that you get from this. And then you get in the relaxation response to go along with it. You can't ask for anything better than that. First thing in the morning, last thing at night. Even during the day, you can practice that.
And so you also give people what like a schedule on how many times a day that they should practice this type of breathing and other body, what did you call it, body toning exercises?
Well, body toning and Qigong and Pilates is the physical. Well, actually, Qigong is the physical and the mental. And Pilates, what I like about this, the three elements, deep breathing, Qigong, and Pilates, is all of them are physical as well as mental. That's why I blend the three together. But mostly I recommend when people want to get into the deep breathing, first thing in the morning, you get out of your bed and do whatever ritual you do in the morning and then practice deep breathing before you do whatever workout you do. You practice your deep breathing. And then at night, because, you know, you want to be relaxed so that you can have a good sleep without being bothered by the sweats waking you up. So you practice the deep breathing at night. So not only will it help you, but it'll actually relax you so that you can sleep well. And if you want to practice it during the day, take 10 minutes out of your lunch hour, or you have a 10-minute break at work, you go in the ladies' room or somewhere private, and you practice that deep breathing again. And you will see the results. And in a very short time, you can even practice deep breathing if you feel a hot flash coming on. Most women, they get a fan and start fanning, but what they don't understand is that fanning actually makes your hot flash worse and last longer. If you breathe through the hot flash, it'll ease up quicker.
Wow. And so again, the deep breathing. You take that deep breath and you hold it for.
Hold it for ten seconds. Breathe in very slowly for 10 seconds.
And then roll those shoulders back.
Roll the shoulders back, and when you get that breath in, you roll your shoulders back, and then slowly but surely release it. Count to about 20 as you release it, and then you roll those shoulders forward as you're releasing that breath, and you let it leave your lungs, you let it leave your chest, you let it leave your belly, you just blow it all out as if you were wringing out a cloth or something, and you're just wringing it dry. You're just releasing your body of all of that bad air and just letting it go. And your neck just rolls mm-hmm. forward, and you do this for about 10 minutes. Just take your time, pace yourself. It's going to be hard in the beginning because a lot of people are not used to deep breathing. They're not used to being oxygenated that way. Some people will, you know, may become dizzy, but all you do if you become dizzy is you press the toes of your feet into the ground, into the floor, wherever you happen to be, sitting on the carpet. You just press the toes of your feet onto the floor. Concentrate, focus on that, and that dizziness will leave you. But the dizziness is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that you're infusing your body with air, and it's not used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the dizziness comes from. So, you know, it's that extra, you know, we're not always used to that. So, and you just keep doing that exercise until you feel like you're done, like you get that sense of relief and calm, and then you go about your day. This is what I actually teach.
Okay, so tell us about your training sessions, how a person can get in touch with you and learn more about Diva Pilates and wellness.
Well, there's many ways you can get in touch with me. You can reach me. You can find me on Facebook, number one, Diva Pilates and Wellness, at Facebook.
Wonderful.
And you can find me at, you can email me at divawellness@gmail.com. Okay.
And spell Diva for you.
D-E-E-V-A.
Beautiful.
divawellness@gmail.com. Okay. I also have a blog called Diva Wellness Blog. You can reach me there at divawellnessblog.wordpress.com.
And people should definitely go there and read your powerful story. On your blog page. Absolutely. And again, if you can't find Diva Wellness and Diva Pilates and Wellness, please inbox me on Facebook or post it on our All About Entrepreneurs page. The flyers are out there, so please contact us any, you know, one of those ways. And wow, this is so good, because I don't know if you just tuned in, you're listening to Denise Marie, and I don't know why I can't. Yeah, I know you have a hyphenated last name, and not that it's not too long, but I just want to make sure I give that out to people. Denise Marie Williams Beecham. Denise Marie Williams Beecham. So definitely, you can definitely find her on Facebook. But I know some people, you know, they have issues, especially not only, you know, are you here telling us about these wonderful these breathing exercises that can, and also this help to relieve some of those hot flashes, because I'm absolutely going to put this post on, I'm going to suggest this to, I don't want to just be rude and just put it on someone's timeline, but I know people who say they have these hot flashes all the time, and you know, they can't hardly sleep, and it keeps them up, and this mm-hmm. and that. So I'm going to definitely share this, because I have never heard anyone say this before. So I'm sure if it's new information to me, it's new information to a lot of people. But just in case there is someone on the line who has a question for Ms. Denise, the Diva Pilates and Wellness certified instructor if you have any question about managing your menopause. Now, Denise and I are going to be working together on some wellness tone, body toning, just, you know, getting in good shape together, and she will be back on the show as well. But just in case there was someone on the line who had a question for her, she has her instructions will help you heal your body and calm your mind. And I just believe, Denise, that with all the things that we see people doing that would suggest that they might be in need of a calm mind, I think your program is like right on time, girl. This is what's needed.
Great. I would be happy to help anyone who needs help. I'm available for training sessions, everything, personal training. If you want to focus on the breathing and the Qigong just for the calmness and the energy, which we'll be talking about the next time that you're going, because that's even more amazing than you would believe. So I can't wait to talk about that. But, yes, definitely contact me, Diva Pilates and Wellness on Facebook, Denise Marie Williams Beecham on Facebook, Diva Wellness Blog. Many ways you can get in contact with me, and we can definitely set something up, get people started on their way to wellness, because that's what we all want to have, wellness.
Exactly, and I think, you know, we got some young people that also need some wellness tips, and I know you really focus on the wellness and wellness for the mind and the body, and then also with those awesome tips to help people with that menopause, and you're an entrepreneur as well, and so,
yes.
You know, there are people who are looking, yes, so if you want to talk, how did you get into this business?
I basically decided to start Diva Pilates and Wellness because I was my first client, because I was basically just trying to find a way that I could feel better. I had had the surgery and everything and was working out, but I just still didn't feel well. I really didn't. And I decided to do some research and put together a program for myself. And that program involved the deep breathing and the Qigong, which my husband is the one who got me into Qigong because he's a martial arts expert, and he was the one who had me do Qigong on the day of my surgery to calm me down, and it did. Mm. And I was able to go in there for my surgery feeling very calm, you know, at least right up until they rolled me in the room. But by then it didn't matter because, you know, I was going under. But and I from him, I developed an interest in Qigong. And so I studied that, and then that with Pilates. I put those three elements together, and they just did wonders for me. The Qigong really helped cleanse my body and strengthen it internally. And I can actually, because, you know, what happens is you start to heal by degrees. You know, little things that you would notice that were a problem would start to just ease up. And I loved it, and it really worked. It worked well for me. To this day, I do Qigong every single day, sometimes twice a day if I feel like it in the evening. And it just really, really does the trick. So those three elements, it's dynamic for me. And I know it could be dynamic for a lot of other people. That's why I decided to start Diva Pilates and Wellness. Mm-hmm.
What a great company. And so what is it? How does it feel being an entrepreneur, being your own boss, having a business owner? What's that like?
For me, it feels really good. I mean, I've been in business before. But now this is more on a personal level for me. This is like my passion here. So for me, it's a really, really great feeling.
I was about to say, and so is this your passion? So you answered that question.
Yes.
So, oh, my. Oh, awesome. Congratulations. And, again, I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to meet you. I'm so glad that you were able to call in. I know you're going to be back on the show to talk about this. What is it? How do you say it? Chagone?
No, Chagone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like tea and gone.
It's like tea and gone.
Yes, Chagone. Yes,
okay.
Tea. Like you ever hear of the martial arts Tai Chi? Well, this is Chagone. This is Chagone. So, yeah, we'll definitely talk more about it, and I'll be able to give more information on it the next time. But believe me when I tell you, it's a very beneficial type of exercise. It really is.
Beautiful. So we're talking about, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Denise Marie Williams Beecham. She is a certified Pilates instructor, and she also is skilled and teaches Qigong and also Pilates. And you would tone up your body. She has a personal story, as you just heard, a little bit of that. This is personal with her. It's the systems that she uses and the techniques she uses. She has statistics that she knows it works. It's worked on her and so many others that she's been working with. She's an entrepreneur. She's a leader. She's a business a person. She's teaching business classes. She's a model. She's a model instructor. And she attended not only modeling but also interior design. So many things we didn't get to talk about today, but we're going to talk about when she comes broadcast. And she also is a an instructor. This instructor wellness. Tell us about some of the things that we need to it in our minds. Our bodies, minds, and I think is it body and mind? Yeah, body, mind,
yes,
right?
Yes, body and mind. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful body, mind. I'll take care of the soul. No, I'm just kidding. You know, you always hear. No, I better let God take care of that. But
okay.
You always hear people say, I better leave that to him. Body, mind, and soul. You always hear people. But we are excited, and I'm hoping that, she's able to come, that you're able to come when we do our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit, and that'll be in August down in Newark at the Marriott. I'm also hoping you're around then if you're not away on vacation, but I'll talk more to you about that. Tomorrow, everyone, tomorrow is Thursday. I have another exciting, powerful guest coming on tomorrow. She's the author of a book called The Diary of a Crack Addict's Wife. The Diary of the Crack Addict's Wife coming on tomorrow. And then the show, I don't have a guest, but I have a topic for you on Friday. Monday we have Fran Briggs. We've had Fran before. Awesome. So for this topic today, managing your menopause, with the diva, I wanted to say the diva of Pilates, but the diva of Pilates and wellness expert, certified instructor, please go tell someone to listen to this who is struggling with those night sweats and these menopause symptoms. Go and tell them to listen to the archive. The archive will be ready in about 3 minutes, but that's all we have time for. Thank you so much again, Denise. Thanks, everyone, for holding and listening to this powerful show on today.
Thank you for having me, Lisa. I'm really very honored to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you did it. You said you were coming. You stopped by our virtual studio, and we're delighted to have you. So until tomorrow, everyone, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. And thank you, God. Thank you so much. Peace.
Thank you. Have a good day, okay?
All right, no problem.
Thank you. That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.